Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I'm so happy you joined us Friday evening, and we're going to get in the last laugh. How about that? Yes. Like to dedicate to someone, your favorite Mystic song, of course. The guest call-in line is 646-478-3594. And here we are, RKL.
But I can't think anymore. All these questions on my mind. Can you always believe what they say? Or will you believe the lies that they tell you about our country? We know it.
Angeles Reunion 2017 has a $4 all-night show going on in East Boyle Heights. And let's see. Oh, better hurry up and get down there because doors open. Let's see. I think the door's already opened. Yes. And the first first band, Mystic Band, goes up Underground Alliance at 7:30. And, wow, $4. There's so many bands playing. I can't believe them all. It's just phenomenal. Corrupted Youth, Social Conflict, South Central Riot Squad, Destruction Made Simple, The Crux, The Shag Rats, Pins, East Los Angeles Terrace, The Masked Villains, Underground Alliance, of course, and Angels of Mischief and SGV. What a lineup, you know. Obviously, people aren't in it for the money. $4 will get you in at the Blue Suede 75 Studios at 1016 South Woods Avenue in East L.A. And you can't go wrong. Secret admirer. we're going to go off with A-Frame. Cool it down a little bit with some surf punk. That's nice.
I'm Kathy, and I'm calling from Pueblo, Colorado.
Cool. What's on your mind tonight, Kathy?
I want you to give me some political destruction. They want to take away my recreational marijuana, my freedom of speech, everything. Destroy them all. The Republicans, the Democrats, all of them.
Time for some manifest destiny, huh?
Yes, let's vote Green Party.
Well,
at least we'll have some trees left.
Some trees, that's about all, right? Okay, well, I've got Political Destruction by RKL. You want to check that one out?
Yep, definitely.
All right, here we go. It fits the mood, doesn't it? Our political corruption.
Destruction.
Yeah. How's it like there in Pueblo, Colorado?
Windy and cold today.
Well, sunny California, I think, was 29 degrees this morning. You know, they talk about global warming. Hello. I mean, we're freezing our butts off down here.
Seriously. I don't know how my chickens could stand it out there. I swear all they got is feathers and they manage somehow.
Well, you know, I read not too long ago that it's better to let them out in the snow than it is to keep them cooped up.
Oh, I do. Every
That's
day
cool.
they're out. Every
All right.
day. They're
and
out.
It's
they're
time
scratching
for them to
around.
Wake up and smell the coffee, right?
That's right.
Well, you know, I've got some civil disgust here. You want to smell the coffee with civil disgust?
That sounds about right.
All right, here we go then. Probably don't get too much traffic around there, do you?
It's better bigger than Red Bluff.
You mean Rad Bluff?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just love these guys from L.A., the Defects, and they've got a song for all of us ex-L.A. drivers, right? We're the ones that drive on the shoulder to pass everybody's mind.
Driving down the road in your plastic piece of shit. You've got nowhere to go, so behind you I sit. All day long, you got to let that seat on. I'm gonna run you off road, but make me put my brakes on. Plastic buddy, get off the road. Plastic baby. Revolution, baby.
Okay, so I take it that you're angry about the White House's decision about pot.
Well, that's not the most of it. I mean, they're trying to ban the press, for Christ's sake. You can't do that.
Ban the what?
They're trying to ban the press. They banned the New York Times and the L.A. Times from the White House presses. I mean, holy shit. What does he think he is?
We know all newspapers and news medias are full of, they're so full of it, they're brown. Their eyes are brown. They're so full of it, you know? I mean,
oh, come
seriously.
On. Check this out.
They only, I found out many years ago in Radbluff that the newspapers only report what they're told to report. They don't report everything, and
that's
neither do the
true.
News media. No, they're all controlled.
That's not
at least, the ones that I've come in direct contact with, they're all controlled. They're all controlled, and they're all a bunch of puppets on a string. I love that old song.
I wrote for the Alternative Press in Milwaukee, and I wrote what I wanted to write.
Well, that's the Alternative Press, though.
See,
that's a different thing. You wrote for the people. You wrote with freedom of speech.
Yeah. You know, I wrote.
Exactly.
I was a freelancer, too, But like the guys that worked there, they wrote pretty much what they wanted to write. Once in a while, the editor would throw an assignment out there, and it was rare, very rare.
That's right. Well, I spent many years at the Glendale News Press and the Herald Examiner in Los Angeles. So I'm pretty familiar with the newspapers. But, you know, the Alternative Press is a really good, cool paper. I mean, you know, it was like the Hollywood Free Press. You know, you could print whatever you wanted. You could talk about whatever you wanted, whatever was on your mind. You know, it's kind of like Mystic, you know. We give people the platform to speak what's on their mind, just like right now. We're speaking what's on our mind.
and you know, we've got some pretty diverse opinions between you and I. I mean,
that's true, but you know what?
One thing, though, you know, you can't. I mean, freedom of the press is a basic constitutional right. You can't say, well, the New York Times and the L.A. Times, and I mean, he listed off a whole bunch of other newspapers. Whoever doesn't like the great narcissist is banned from the White House. I mean, you can't do that shit.
log on to KRCR News in Northern California up here, and they're always trying to convince everybody that they give you the facts, they give you the story. They're bending over backwards so much trying to prove that, you know, they give you the facts, but, you know, they're just a little puppet on a string, too, you know. And I've seen the puppets that they pull their strings for. And they don't tell the truth. They don't tell all the stories. Their news reporters were intimidated to do stories in my favor. So, you know, I know what Trump's talking about. And, you know, we may have a lot of disagreements politically, but, you know, you gotta admit, when you worked for a cool newspaper where you could print what you wanted, you weren't told what to do. And you didn't see the corruption that's behind the big newspapers and the big news media.
You know, there's a huge difference between print news and TV news. I mean, there's the gulf is wide, and the major the major newspapers like the L.A. Times and the New York Times, the ones that are, you know, not like a suburban or I mean, our newspaper, our mainstream newspaper here is not the greatest where I live here, but the LA Times and the New York Times are good newspapers, you know?
Did they give you any good clues
newspapers.
About the chickens?
Huh?
Did they give you any good clues about the chickens?
Did they say anything about the chickens?
Yeah.
No.
I'm being smart.
No, because they don't know. The chickens, they know everything.
No, the
you
cows
You want to know
do.
What's going
the
on.
The cows are in the know.
They are in the know, and the dogs are in the know. The chickens and the dogs, they know everything. Everything.
Well, do you know who else is in the know?
The know?
Yeah.
Or don't know?
No. The know.
Dr. No?
See, my local news team, they like to say, be in the know. So I've got the know for them right here. Here it
okay,
comes.
Okay, give it to them.
It's coming. Nothing like a little bit of Dr. No.
He told me to say, let's learn.
I can't.
Fucking immature, egomaniac. Real big man, a real big son. Flip your radio, you're never alone. Can't let them see us, think on our own.
Dr. No that I'm playing right now is calling themselves the No. That's how it all ties in. They're calling themselves the No.
Well, isn't that clever of them?
Well, you know, the one belching in the beginning of the song, that's Brandon Cruz. And, you know, he's got some great vocals when he's not belching. But, I mean, seriously, he can't call himself Dr. No because he didn't write the songs. Kyle Tucher did. So he's calling himself the No. And then I turn on the phony news and they go, be in the No. Okay? So it's like 10 seconds. All right. So. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to this wild and crazy Friday night. Wow, where'd that come from? He's got to go back away. He's got to go away. Okay, Kathy, what are we going to do? We're going to party or go home.
I'm going
are
home.
You there? That's right. Party or go home, and we'll see you all next time later on. Oh, yeah, tomorrow at 11 o'clock. Have a good night. Oh, hey, you know what? We should finish off the show with RKL Pothead, huh?
I think so.
Here we go.
Jack, see, I'm
it's really too bad they went to Germany, because after they went to Germany, all they did was get bootlegged for their records. Do we still have Kathy on the line from Colorado?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, there was some really lame show on television a little while ago about some music producer and from Germany, and they were having this contest, and this guy listens to about 3 minutes of, 3 seconds of a song, and then he just tosses the CD in the trash can. It's like, are you serious? Yeah, that's right. He's looking for the one he can bootleg. And Germany's famous for that, man. It's so funny that, you know, they were making these people out like, you know, they really are, you know. They don't care about the artist. They're just out there to find somebody they can scalp their music from. Okay, well, what's happening on your end there?
Not a lot.
Not a whole lot. Okay, well.
Not real exciting. Not real exciting. What is it? On a Friday night in Pueblo. Not from this point of view. I mean, I just let the dogs out. That was about as exciting as it got.
Oh, wow. Okay. Really? Okay, well, I guess it's time to say nighty night. I think we're all being a little silly here.
Okay.
So,
well,
do they have any good clubs in Pueblo?
Do we have any clubs? Yeah.
Any good clubs?
There's a place called Phil's Radiator Shop. And it's a club.
Okay.
And, there's a few places around. I haven't gotten there yet. There's supposed to be a good place that the guy that fixed my computer, his wife works there. I'm going to go check it out.
Really?
Yeah, it says there's supposed to be bands there. Oh, it's Friday night. There's supposed to be bands there now, and I'm at home in my pajamas. What the hell?
But you're on Mystic Record Radio. That's totally cool, you know. I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, the weather turned cold here overnight. It was nice. Oh, my God, it was 70 degrees day before yesterday.
Whoa,
and then suddenly,
we haven't had 70 degrees here in a while.
Yeah, it was nice. We get some good weather here. It's not bad at all. It's pretty dry. We could use a little of your rain, not as much as you guys got.
And we're expecting more. It's supposed to. It might even snow tonight.
You guys have got to be so soggy. You should be playing the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Okay, how about United Worlds by Fatal Error? Here we go. Tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.